Bible reading number 11, Job 1, verses 1 through 22. Job, the man. A man named Job lived in the land of Uz. He was an honest man and innocent of any wrong. He revered God and stayed away from evil. Job had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He owned 7,000 sheep and goats, 3,000 camels, 500 pairs of oxen, and 500 female donkeys. And he had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. Job's sons used to take turns having banquets in each of their homes, and they always invited their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. After a banquet was over, Job would send for his children and have them purified. Early in the morning, Job would offer a whole burnt offering for each of them. He thought, "Perhaps my children might have sinned and insulted God in their hearts." That is what Job did every time. Job was tested. One day the angels came to show themselves in the presence of Yahweh, and Satan appeared among them too. Yahweh said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered Yahweh,
"I have been wandering around the earth. I have been going back and forth on it."
Then Yahweh said to Satan, "Have you noticed my true servant, Job? No one else on earth is like him. He is an honest man and innocent of any wrong. He reveres me and turns away from evil." But Satan answered Yahweh,
"Job reveres you for a good reason. You have put a wall around him, around his family, and around everything he owns. You have blessed the things he has done, so his flocks and his herds of animals are large. They almost cover the land. But if you reach out your hand and destroy everything he has, then he will surely curse you to your face."
Yahweh said to Satan, "Look, everything that Job has is in your power, but you must not touch Job himself." Then Satan left the presence of Yahweh. Job's children and riches were completely destroyed. One day, Job's sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine together. They were at the oldest brother's house. A messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing, and the female donkeys were eating grass nearby. And the Sabaeans attacked and carried them away. The Sabaeans killed all the servants with swords, and I am the only one who escaped to tell you." The messenger was still speaking when another messenger came in. He said, "Lightning from God fell from the skies. It burned up the sheep and the goats and the servant boys. It destroyed them. And I am the only one who escaped to tell you." The second messenger was still speaking when another messenger came in. He said, "The Babylonians sent 3 groups of attackers. They swept down and stole your camels. Using swords, they killed all the servant boys, and I am the only one who escaped to tell you." The third messenger was still speaking when another messenger came in. He said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine together. They were at their oldest brother's house. Suddenly, a huge wind swept in from across the desert. It struck all 4 corners of the house, and the house collapsed on top of your sons and daughters. They are all dead, and I am the only one who escaped to tell you." When Job heard all this, he got up, and he tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he bowed down to the ground to worship God. He said, "I was naked when I was born, and I'll be naked when I die. Yahweh gave these to me, and he has taken them away. Praise be to the name of Yahweh." Despite all of this, Job did not sin. He did not blame God.